Our last Wednesday evening with you, 2 weeks ago tonight, we were talking about the resurrection. The resurrection of the body. My entire outlook on the Bible, on God, on the Lord, on my calling, my ministry, was changed completely in about 1935, when the bodily resurrection of our Lord became a reality to me. Now, tonight, I want to show you from the Word of God that our Lord rose bodily from the grave. And then I want to show you evidence that that body of His is present in heaven today at the right hand of God the Father. Now, if you have your pencils and papers, well and good. If not, why, you can pick it up from the tape. But I'm starting here in John chapter 20. I'm going to give you, first of all, 11 classes of witnesses who saw the Lord in His body of flesh and bones after He rose from the dead. Number one, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid Him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together. The other disciple being John, did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. He, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together, placed by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came to the sepulchre first, and he saw those linen clothes, and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that it must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own house. But Mary stood without the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. Seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. They say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid Him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing Him to be the gardener, saith unto Him, Sir, if thou have borne Him hence, tell me where thou hast laid Him, and I'll take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, that he had spoken these things unto her. I call your attention to a faulty translation in verse 17. The King James translation says, Touch me not. Literally, it is cease clinging to me. She grabbed him by the feet. Cease clinging to me. Now the Lord told her to stop clinging to him because he had not yet ascended to his Father and to our Father. Now go and tell the brethren that I ascend to my Father and your Father and to my God and to your God. Now we read in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, the 8th chapter of Hebrews it is, that it was by his own blood that he entered into the Holy of Holies. It was with his own blood. No one could enter into the Holy of Holies except with blood, shed blood. I gather myself, and it's been born of prayer and study, that having offered himself as a sacrifice, as atonement for the world, he must now take the blood, his blood, put it on the mercy seat in heaven. That was the order of the day in the offering of the sacrifice of atonement, which came once a year. The high priest would take the blood of the shed blood of the animal, slain animal. He'd go into the Holy of Holies, place it on the altar, sprinkle it on the four horns or the four corners of the altar. If the Lord God Almighty accepted that blood, then the priest came out and appeared unto the people. His appearance to the people was evidence of the fact that God had accepted the blood as an atonement for the sins of the people. You recall when Zacharias was offering the blood inside the Holy of Holies, the angel of the Lord came and spoke unto him there and kept him inside an unusually long time as he told him of the approaching birth of John the Baptist. And the people outside, seeing that John or Zechariah stayed in there so long, were afraid that God was not going to accept that blood as an atonement for their sins, and they were afraid. So says the Scripture. They grew powerful afraid. But Mary Magdalene saw the Lord, and she grabbed him by the feet, and she held him. He's not a spirit in that sense of the word, and he's not a ghost, because they have no form nor substance. Now in Mark 16, we have the second appearance of our Lord, and here we find him appearing unto the other women. Mark 16. Verse 1. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. There's a group of those women, and we learn from the Gospel of Luke that there were several other women with him. They came, and very early in the morning they brought sepulchre, and we read here then in the 6th verse of the 16th chapter also how the angel said unto them, Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which is crucified. He is risen, he's not here. Behold the place where they laid him, but go your way, tell the disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, and there ye shall see him. They went out quickly, fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now that was Jesus of Nazareth, who had also already appeared unto Mary Magdalene. Now in Luke chapter 24, we read of the appearance of Christ to these other women. Luke 24, verses 9 and 10. It speaks of these women, and it says it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. Their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed in them not, but arose and went to tell Peter and the others of this. Now I read to you the third one out of the 16th chapter of Mark, where he's told to go to Peter also, but we'll read of him in a few moments when we come to 1 Corinthians. Now, the fourth appearance of the Lord is described in Luke 24 to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. This is, to me, one of the more fascinating passages of Scripture. Luke 24, beginning with the 13th verse. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. They talked together of all these things which had happened. It came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And their eyes were holden that they should not know him. He said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? The Greek brings out the point that they were talking very animatedly, talking with both hands, using them very, very much. And so he asked them about that. And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known these things which are come to pass there in these days? You must be a stranger not to know what's taking place. He said unto them, what things? They said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which would have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today's the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then said he unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophet has spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter in his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all in all scriptures the things concerning himself. They drew nigh unto the village whither they went. He made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. It came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, blessed it, brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scripture? And they rose up. And the same hour, returned to Jerusalem, found the 11 gathered together that were there with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon." And they told what things they had done in the way, and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. The fifth appearance of our Lord was to the 11. We read of that, Luke 24, verse 36. And as they went, as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, saith unto them, "Peace be unto you." But they were terrified and frightened, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that is I myself, handle me and see, for spirit not hath, doth not have flesh and bones, such as you see me have." And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And when they yet believed, while they yet believed not for joy, wondered, he said unto them, "Have you here any meat?" He gave them a piece of broiled fish and the honeycomb, and he took and did eat it before them. He said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scripture. Now we read of him again as he appears unto the 12. This is the sixth appearance. We read of it over here in John chapter 20. John chapter 20, verse 24. Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus. The word Didymus means twin. Thomas was a twin. Was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said unto them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days again, the disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst of them and said, "Peace be unto you." Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing." Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord, and my God." Jesus saith unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed." And then we read of his appearance in the 21st chapter unto the 7 in Galilee. Chapter 21 of John, verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon, Peter, Thomas, Didymus, and Nathanael. That's 4. In Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and 2 other of the disciples. I said 4, that was 3, and then these 4 make 7. To which the Lord appeared. Now in Matthew 28, we read of the Lord's appearance to the 11 on the mount. Matthew chapter 28. Chapter 28, beginning with verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. There we have his appearance to the 11 on the mountain. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15. Here in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 6, Paul talking about the appearances of the Lord. Verse 5 is very important, that he was seen of Cephas, that's Peter. Peter saw him. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. There were over 500 Christian men who saw him at one time. The 500 saw him. And then we turn to Luke, or we look here in verse 7. Where he says that he was seen of James, then of the apostles. He appeared unto Peter alone, he appeared unto James alone, he appeared unto two of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, he appeared unto Mary Magdalene alone, he appeared unto a group of the women. And now we come where he appears unto the 11 at Bethany. This is Luke 24 and verse 50. Luke 24 and the 50th verse. And when he had led, and then he led them out as far as to Bethany, lifted up his hands and blessed them. It came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. They worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. Now there are 11 appearances of our Lord set forth in the Word of God. I'll call them off to you swiftly. He appeared unto Mary Magdalene alone, then to the other women. Then he appeared unto Peter. Then he appeared unto the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Then he appeared on the mountain to the 11. Then he appeared a little later to the 12 in the upper room. Then 7 at the Sea of Galilee. Again, he appeared unto 11. Then to 500 of the brethren at one time. Then to James. Then to the 11 at Bethany, where he was taken up out of their sight. That the Lord appeared in his bodily form after his resurrection was never doubted by the disciples. The question arises, where is the body of our Lord today? Where is Jesus today? In some of our recent Sunday morning studies, we've spoken extensively about heaven being a place, God having a throne, God is seated on the throne. The Scriptures tell of the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, being seated at the right hand of God the Father. We know that Enoch walked with God and went into heaven. We know that Elijah was caught up to heaven in a whirlwind, attended by the horsemen and chariots of God. We know that Moses is in heaven in his body because he appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration with Elijah, Jesus, three of his disciples. Now, where is the body of our Lord? Where is the body of our Lord? I was shocked, actually shocked one day when I asked a fellow minister of the same denomination, when he was belittling me for my belief in the coming again of our Lord. I asked him, where then is the body of our Lord? And with a shrug of his shoulders, he said, I guess it went back to the dust. I guess it went back to the dust. You would be amazed how few standing in the pulpit have any concept or conviction concerning our Lord's presence in heaven today in his body of flesh and bones. Now I'm going to show you several instances in the New Testament where after his ascension on high, he has appeared to others. The first instance we find in the 7th chapter of Acts. The 7th chapter of Acts. Stephen has been brought in before the Sanhedrin. He's being tried. He's condemned to die. But he gives an apology, which is a defense of the cause of God in the life and history of the nation of Israel. Now we pick it up with the 54th verse of this 7th chapter. When they, that is the Sanhedrin, when they heard these things, the things Stephen had told them, they were cut to the heart. They gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on his right hand. Saw Jesus standing on his right hand. The name Jesus means his body of flesh, blood, and bones. But here he shed his blood. So here he's standing in his body of flesh and bones. As far as the Spirit writes in 1 Corinthians, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom, but flesh and bones. And he said, I see Jesus. Not Jesus the Christ, not Christ Jesus, not Jesus God, but Jesus. I see the man standing at the right hand of God. They cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears. Excuse me, verse 56. Then he said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. The Son of Man is another title of his humanity. As Jesus, he's the Son of Man. As Christ, he's the Son of God. As Christ Jesus, he's the Son of Man and the Son of God. The God-man, Christ Jesus. Now here Stephen uses his two fleshly names, Jesus and the Son of Man. I see him. They take Stephen out and they stone him. Now turn with me to the 9th chapter of Acts. The 9th chapter of Acts. Here we have an account of Saul of Tarsus seeing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ after his resurrection. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, desired of them letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. He fell to the earth and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus. Notice again, he doesn't say Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus. He doesn't say the Son of God. He just says, I'm Jesus. Paul, or Saul of Tarsus, as he was known here, believed in the Messiah and believed in the coming of the Messiah. But he didn't believe Jesus was the Messiah. Hold your place there for a minute and turn to the 17th chapter of Acts. Verse 1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was the synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them 3 Sabbath days and reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ was needs to have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. He believed in the Christ, but he didn't believe Jesus was the Christ. Now on the road to Damascus, prostrate in the dust, blinded by the glory and its brightness, in response to his query, Who art thou, Lord? He hears this word, I am Jesus. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. He, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? And he said, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. The next time he appears unto Paul is in the Arabian desert. I want you to turn with me to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, the most revealing passage of Scripture. Galatians chapter 1. Verse 11, good place for us to begin this evening. But I certify you, brethren, the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. No man taught him the gospel that he preached. Most preachers of today, and I guess I'm included in that group, are often accused of following this preacher or that preacher, or preaching like this man or preaching like that man, or you are a follower of so-and-so, or you are a follower of this one, so forth. But Paul said, the gospel that I preach is not after man. No man taught me anything. I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself came and revealed himself to me and talked to me by word of mouth. The revelation of Christ. For you've heard of my conversion in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it and profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the tradition of my fathers. For when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me or unto me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. As soon as I was saved, I didn't confer with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem, to the headquarters, to see what the big shots wanted me to do. But I went into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, he was in the Arabian desert 3 years. The Lord took about 3 years to teach his disciples. And here he's calling a successor to Judas. And the Lord meets him in the Arabian desert and for 3 years teaches him the gospel that he preached. Let's read and so we read in the Word of God, Apostle Paul saying, "This we say unto you by the word of the Lord." The word of the Lord. He was telling them what Jesus taught him. And after 3 years, I went to Jerusalem to see Peter. So there's the second time the Apostle Paul sees him. Now in Acts 22, we have the Lord appearing unto Paul in the temple. Acts chapter 22. Verse 17. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance and saw him saying unto me, "Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they'll not receive thy testimony concerning me." And I said, "Lord, they know that I am imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and cast my vote for his death, kept the remnant of them that slew him. He said unto me, 'Depart, for I'll send thee far hence unto the Gentiles.'" And then in prison, described in Acts 23, beginning with verse 11, Paul is committed to prison. The night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou witness also at Rome." And there's the appearance of the Lord to him there. Now, I think if you'll turn with me to 2 Timothy, chapter 4, I'll show you one more time that the Lord appeared unto Paul. 2 Timothy, chapter 4, and verse 16 and 17. Sixteenth verse, Paul is talking about his first trial at my first answer. That's his first trial. "No man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me." The Lord stood me with me. I see no other way of interpreting that other than that the Lord came and once again stood with his beloved disciple, the Apostle Paul. Now, in Revelation chapter 1, we have the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ to John the Revelator on the island of Patmos. John heard the voice behind him as the sound of many waters. And we read here in verse 12, "I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. Feet like unto fine brass, as if burned in a furnace, and his voice as of the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead." Notice now, "I fell at his feet." He's got feet. "He laid his right hand upon me," the Lord Jesus Christ, "laid his right hand upon John, saying unto me, 'Fear not, I'm the first and the last. I'm he that liveth, was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. There's the appearance of our Lord unto John on the island of Patmos. These whose testimony is unimpeachable saw him 11 instances before his ascension, 6, 7 appearances after his ascension. The Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven today at the right hand of God the Father. And as the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if Christ be not risen from the dead, then is our preaching vain. Everything is in vain, and we are of all men most miserable. And I close with the words of the Spirit of the Lord through the Apostle Paul. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. May God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son, pour out their blessings upon thee. Guide, lead, direct, and protect thee. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.